Yeah, so this week, I mean, we get a lot of feedback on our episodes sometimes, especially certain episodes we'll get a lot of feedback on. And we always sort of like, oh, I wish I could talk about this. And we thought, well, hey, why don't we try doing that as a bonus episode, just respond to feedback that we're getting and have conversations, continue the ongoing discourse of episodes in conversation with audience members, people who posted on our YouTube comment section and our Discord and the comments on Patreon or sent us emails. So today we're going to be talking about two episodes that we got a lot of really interesting feedback on. The first was our season 10 premiere on anger, and the second is our bonus episode on the transition to library socialism part two, where we got a little bit polemical about the ideas of violence in radical spaces online, especially. Yeah, maybe let's get into that. But also, again, did we already call you beautiful? Did we already call you a genius, a special audience member who's listening to this? We really, really, really appreciate your support in allowing us to do this show and put the type of time and effort and energy into it that we do.
The Sean Villiers Show may contain adult themes and strong language. Parents are cautioned that this show might not be appropriate for children.
My guests this week say that they cannot keep their perverted secrets any longer. Please meet Sheena. Sheena tells us that she's part of a polyamorous throuple.
Hey, Sean. Yeah, so I am currently in a throuple with my two partners. I'm an anarchist, and my partners are Kyle and Thomas, who are a Marxist and a pre-war social democrat.
In this throuple, do they love each other too? They're bisexual?
Yes, they're bisexual. It's a triangle, not a V.
And you, are you bisexual?
Well, Sean, that's the thing, is I've always been straight until recently. I've gone lesbian for a library socialist named Rita, and I want to leave my current throuple and start a new one with her.
And Sheena, have you cheated on them with Rita?
Yes.
That violates your agreement with the polyamorous throuple, right? Don't you know that it's wrong to cheat on people?
I don't think it's wrong. I don't think it's wrong because I'm in love.
But Sheena, you had an agreement with them, right? And you violated that agreement?
Yes, I did.
All right, let's bring them out and tell them. Kyle, Thomas. So Kyle, Thomas, which one of you is the Marxist? Is it Kyle? Is that right?
Yeah, that's me.
And I understand that you have something that you want to tell Sheena.
Yeah, I do. Thank you. Sheena, baby, you know that you, me, and Thomas, we've been together for a long time. Me and Thomas, we love you so, so much. And we love each other, too, in a bisexual way. We've been talking backstage, and we wanted to ask you, will you throuple marry us and start a family?
Seems like these two guys really love you, Sheena. Why don't you share your news with them now?
Well, Kyle and Thomas, there's something I need to share with you, too, and, I've been cheating on you with a library socialist woman named Rita. And I want to break up with you and start a new polyamorous throuple with her, founded on library socialist values.
You cheated?
Introduced you to my parents.
Library socialism? I've always been straight for us.
We're already polyamorous. We've been talking about this. Let's bring out Rita.
Life. We're in love. It's real love. Okay, real love. You didn't want this. Okay? We didn't plan this.
You're a homewrecker. You screwed up our entire polyamorous throuple.
People always bring up, well, there's so many guns. What are you going to do about it? There's so many guns. We're just in a world full of guns. Like, even if we stop producing guns, there's still, you know, 10 guns for every man, woman, and child on Earth, you know, that kind of stuff. Or I can't remember the exact numbers, but you get the idea.
In America, anyway, yeah.
And it's like, oh, yeah, you can take a gun and you can melt it down into iron ingots and then you can use it to build things. Apparently, there's like this nonprofit in Sweden that does exactly that. So you can like do things like go buy a metal spinning top that's made out of guns that have been melted down. don't know. It's extremely my shit. I love that.
Yeah, something about that transformation of something that causes pain and hurt and destruction into something that benefits the world. There's almost nothing more potent than that.
Yeah. This episode of the Seriously Wrong podcast is brought to you by the Nonviolent Legal Liberal Theory of Social Change. Kumbaya, my lord. Change your Kumbaya. Mind, sir.
Open your heart.
Kumbaya, my
have a
lord.
Little decency,
Kumbaya.
Sir.
Kumbaya. Look at the time. That's about enough peaceful demonstrating for today, everyone. Great job.
I think this is really working. They're changing hearts and minds.
All right, everyone. So we'll be meeting back up here at the death camp again for more nonviolent demonstrating. And I just want to say we're all doing a really great job.
Hey, do you want to put on some jazz music and talk about a spectrum of political tactics which violate liberal civility norms, but that we fully support at the right time for the right reasons as library socialists?
Oh, yeah. Love to. That sounds jazzy.
Yeah, fun. Get your mind going in different directions with that jazz music.
Yeah, lateral thinking. A little chaotic.
Yeah, I mean, right off the bat, I'd say that property damage, especially as a means of causing leverage over organizations like corporations or governments in order to extract concessions, is something that I definitely don't have a fundamental problem with.
Right, yeah, at the right time for the right reasons.
Yeah. And that was a teaser for the latest episode of the Seriously Wrong podcast. If you want to hear the full episode, head over to our Patreon, patreon.com/seriouslywrong. And sign up for $6 a month. You'll get access to our entire archive, all the bonus episodes, and episodes a day or two early. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.